The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather to learn more about Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We start by praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accept our a'mal insha'Allah, and that our du'as are heard and our hajat are accepted insha'Allah. And then we send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam Al-Hujja ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and to each and every one of you as we gather on this afternoon to commemorate the istishhad anniversary of Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil alayhim afdalus salatu was salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. The martyrdom of Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil starts for us the tragedy of Karbala, as there is no doubt that he is considered to be the first shaheed of that which would transpire less than a month after. And so we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well to allow us to participate in the aza of Aba Abdullah. And also, just from the perspective of Muslim, you know, that we can learn to be as loyal to the Imam of our time as he was to the Imam of his time, inshallah. When we look at the life of Hazrat Muslim, Muslim is the son of Aqil. Aqil was the second son of Hazrat Abu Talib alayhi salam. And so this makes Muslim the first cousin of Imam al-Hasan and Hussein alayhim afdalu salatu was salam. Amma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. And hence there was a close relationship that existed between Muslim and the Imam alayhi salam. Though Muslim was approximately 18 years younger, or in some accounts 22 years younger than the Imam, but more likely 18 years younger than the Imam alayhi salam, yet what we know about Muslim is that he was considered to be a brave and powerful warrior. That even at the age of 15, he participated and had an impact in the Battle of Siffin. And so the shuja'at of Muslim was known. It was something that was known, and it had a reputation associated with that. But you know what we can also understand and definitely interpret from the life of Muslim is that he was trusted by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. You know, this is, I think, an important point that I wish, you know, when I reflect on my relationship, and I'm hoping that we're all people who reflect, you know. It's one thing to act. Oftentimes we act on reflex. We act because we've always been acting a certain way. But to analyze how those actions are translated, how those actions are seen by the people we are trying to get close to, like Allah, like the Imam of our time, how does that translation take place? What does it really mean? Muslim was trusted, yeah, and this trust was clearly seen in the letter, you know, that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam wrote to the people of Kufa. We know that the Imam received bags full of letters from the people of Kufa. They were disheartened with the Umayyad dynasty. They wanted the Imam to come and rule and guide them and be presiding over them. And so the Imam alayhi salam writes a letter, and in this letter he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Min al Hussein bin Ali ila man balaghahu kitabi hada min awliyaihi wa shi'atihi bil Kufa. He says this letter is from Hussein bin Ali, and it is sent to whoever receives it from my awliya and my shi'a who are in Kufa. That means whoever are my followers in Kufa, this letter is for you. And he says, Salamun alaykum. أما بعد فقد أتتني كتبكم وفهمت ما ذكرتم من محبتكم لقدومي عليكم. He says, I received your letters and I understand the intent and your love and your desire to have me come to Kufa. وَإِنِّي بَاعِثٌ إِلَيْكُمْ And I am sending in return بِأَخِي وَابْنِ عَمِّي وَالثِّقَةِ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي That I am sending you my brother and the son of my uncle. But most importantly, he says, وَالثِّقَةِ مِنْ أَهْلِ The one whom I trust the most from my Ahlul Bayt. Yeah, the one that I trust. Yeah, this was the maqam of Muslim, right? And the Imam doesn't stop there. He says, لِيَعْلَمَ لِي كُنْهَ أَمْرِكُمْ So that he can tell me what state you are in. What is the true nature of the affairs that you have? وَيَكْتُبَ عِلَيَّ بِمَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ مِنْ إِجْمَعِكُمْ And he will write to me What is your current hal or your current station? فَإِنْ كَانَ أَمْرُكُمْ عَلَى مَا أَتَتْنِي بِهِ كُتُبِكُمْ وَأَخْبَرْتَنِي بِهِ رُسُلُكُمْ أَسْرَعَتُ الْقُدُومَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَالسَّلَامِ He says, and if what Muslim writes to me is exactly how you had written to me, that the condition is such that you need me and that you are ready for me, he says, I will come to you right away. Yeah? But subhanAllah, yeah, like if you just pause there for a second, the entire mission of the Imam alayhi salam to go to Kufa to take up this position, and this would mean that he would then be formally rising up against Yazid, isn't it? Because now he has taken up authority against Yazid. All of that, just imagine, all of that is based on the words of Muslim bin Aqil. Yeah? That is how much trust Imam had on Muslim. And this is why we honor Muslim. Yeah? This is why we accept that he was that messenger of the Prophet, of Imam alayhi salam. And again, as I said, it comes back to me on a very practical level and for us on a very practical level. That do we have what it takes inside of us for when the Imam comes to say, I trust you in what I need to do. Yeah? Because trust is not something that is just given. Yeah, trust is earned, right? Trust is something that we have to see action that justifies that trust. You know, when we look at the position or the maqam of the Imam, you know, it's the maqam, we explained this in the wiladat of Imam al-Ridha alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Not too long ago, when we said that the maqam of the Imam is such that they have been given the ability by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to look into the hearts of human beings, isn't it? And from that they can tell what the true nature of a human being is. And so when we talk about being trustworthy, this is not just verbal declarations like, yeah, I'll do it, I can handle it. But there has to be a heart which displays that trustworthiness. Right? And that's what the Imam would look for. And so when Imam looked at Muslim, it's not that he looked at my cousin and so I give him this responsibility. No, there have been many members of the family of the Imam that he could have given. Yeah, his brothers were alive, right? He had other family members who were alive, but he picked the one that he knew in his heart would fulfill this mission, right? Muslim, in his course of his life, did exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted.
Oh, Hussein, you live forever. In our hearts and in our minds. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein. Oh, Hussein, you live forever. In our Swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.